Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
In any case, tonight, our shoe swap, we're focusing on swapping our favourite genres of TV. Mm. Now, for you, Jade, I've assigned reality TVs. Yeah. Trashy, trashy reality TV.
See, I've never really got into reality TV because, like, when it got really popular in Australia, like, was when, you know, Big Brother started and all that kind of stuff. Mm. I was actually overseas, and so I wasn't, you know, I kept back and everyone was like going nuts over the Big Brother finale. And I was kind of like, what is this? You know, that kind of thing. So I haven't, let's be honest. I don't relate to a lot of the stuff that they do because it's kind of like dancing and singing. And,
yeah. But let's face it though. Big Brother is probably one I would call a true reality show.
Yeah.
Whereas the kind of shows that you've probably been, you know, watching this week, I would not say they're true reality shows. To a certain degree, there would be some themes and there would be some sort of directing, not necessarily scripting, but I think the contestants on those kind of TV shows you're about to talk about might not be as true to reality as Big Brother.
Well, you know, let's face it, there's a lot of ego involved. I watched, so the first sort of 15 minutes of reality TV, I watched a show called Flipping Out.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a show that had
never heard of that.
It's like it's basically a guy who is the most obnoxious man I have ever watched on TV go about the business of he basically buys houses and fixes them and flips them for more money. So it's like a constant grab for cash, and you know all the while he's like yelling and screaming and, you know, being dramatic and all of that kind of stuff. So that was Flipping Out. I didn't think that was any good
at
all.
I've never heard of that. Is that American, British, Australian?
It's American.
Okay.
This is like late night on Monday.
Oh, yeah. And there's just one protagonist, right? One character just buying?
Well, there's a girl in the show. I couldn't figure out, like, what her actual role was within the show because I assume they're married or whatever. But
boring, you know. And that would get the axe from
So me. Then after that was Janice Dickinson's modelling, the Janice Dickinson modelling agency reunion show was on. And I was like, okay, reunion show, this is going to be like fantastic, quick recap. Anyway, so I thought I'd take a sample of some of the stuff that I read on Twitter about it. So on the on this show, they do the flashback stuff and they're exposing the relationships and all that kind of stuff. It's, you know, a recap of the entire season. And someone gets up there and they're going to, like, make them take a lie detector to get probed about what their sexuality is.
Oh, my God.
And I was just like, this is a bit wrong, isn't it? Like, is this common?
Talk about unethical.
Yeah. And basically it was just her going nuts for, you know, and, you know, deciding who she liked and who she didn't like. It was very obvious she had her favourites. And she did not, like, there was all this kind of, like, behind-the-scenes stuff going on with their relationships that she did not like.
What I found interesting about the Janice Dickinson modelling agency or whatever crap that show is called is, I don't know if you know this, but, Jade, Janice Dickinson was once a judge on America's Next Top Model.
Oh, really?
I think you would find that it will all make sense very soon when I review this golden nugget of truth.
Okay.
So she used to be a judge on America's Next Top Model, but then she went out. Rumors are Tyra Banks didn't like it and kicked her out, but whatever. Mm-hmm. She went out and she did her own kind of modeling show to sort of like an antithesis to America's Next Top Model, because America's Next Top Model is all women. Mm-hmm. But I think Janice Dickinson's modeling agencies,
there's men.
And women as well. Yeah.
And then they did this whole thing where one of, like, apparently one of the guys had come out during the like process of the show, and she's like walking around and talking about how proud she is of him and stuff, and it just seems so condescending. Like, it just seems so fake.
I think, well, and when does Janice Dickinson really come across as sincere and genuine?
Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about her. But then, so then the next show, I thought, okay, this is awesome. I'm in so much luck.
Hang on. Like, let's go back to Janice Dickinson, because there's a bit of an, you know, America's Next
Top Model. Oh, you're going to reveal it?
There's a bit of a segue.
Yeah, okay.
Because on one of, actually, this was the first, very first America's season of America's Next Top Model that I watched. This was the season, for those of you out there that are fans of ANTM, this was the cycle that Naima won, and it had a girl called Michelle on the show. Now, Michelle will forever be famous in ANTM history as the model with a flesh-eating disease.
Ew.
Sexy, no, no, no. So Michelle had this flesh-eating disease, and look, eventually she came fifth, which was pretty okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, the beautiful thing about Michelle is that she was a wrestler.
Okay.
She was a butch kind of a girl before she started the show. She didn't wear makeup. She had brown hair. And as soon as she went to America's Next Top Model, they bleached her hair peroxide blonde, and they tried to transform her to something she wasn't. And Janice Dickinson hated her.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'd realize this in a reunion. Maybe she wasn't there. But she later, when Janice Dickinson had her own show, got Michelle on her show.
Really?
Yep. And she tried to get Michelle, you know, to be signed as a real model. And I kind of went, bitch, you were just hating on her ass. You were hating on her ass 2 years ago. And now you'd be like, oh, sister, come on my show. Come boost my ratings. You know, you bring your flesh-eating disease and you boost my ratings.
Well, like, at least she knows where and how to get ratings, Dave. Okay, so then I thought, okay, reality TV gods again shining on me, because last night, Dance Your Ass Off debuted, and I was like, seriously, have not been as excited about a reality TV show since Yasmin's Getting Married. Do you remember that show?
I try not to.
It was on about like 3 or 4 years ago, and the whole premise was Yasmin was looking for a husband. It lasted like all of 3 episodes. It was terrible.
I remember the feminist kind of uproars around it. It's like, why does she need a man? She don't need a man.
Well, it seemed no one liked it, not at least of which the feminists, apparently. But so I turned on the TV to watch Dance Your Ass Off or whatever, and there was basically the concept of Dance Your Ass Off is it's part Biggest Loser, part So You Think You Can Dance, and it's hosted by the chick from Hairspray.
My mind is thinking, hell no.
Yeah. And it's like, some of the quotes were hilarious. It's like, I'm going to dance my ass off, sweat my weave out. And, like, seriously, this person had more attitude than you, Dave. It was hilarious. And there was, like, the judges were saying stuff like, I'm not sure rhythm comes naturally to you. Like, who? Of course, I can completely relate to that. But it was, like, complete drama overload. And you could already see the sort of, you know, there's going to be fuzzies, warm fuzzies going on, you know, as they lose weight and, you know, that kind of stuff.
And they go through a journey. It's, you see, that's the thing with all these shows, Jade, there's always the journey.
Yeah.
It's about the journey. You don't, you try not to watch the end episode and try to judge it by that, because we've got an email here from Jack that says, don't judge Janice Dickinson's modeling agency on that finale show. Yeah, that one show was crap, but the actual series was amazing. So, okay. I don't know. Maybe we should have done a little bit more.
Oh, because I haven't taken the journey. I can't relate.
You'll probably soften a lot to Janice and the contestants if you've taken the journey. And same with Dance Your Ass Off.
Yeah, Janice is a bit aggressive for me. That's like, she kind of scares me. It's like, you know, she's so in your face.
Like, girlfriend scares me, you know.
So then I went and watched Project Runway. I was like, oh, Dave's got to love Project Runway. It sounds like a Dave type of thing. But it was like, I found it really kind of, I was like, I would not be, I could never be fashionable, because there's a lot of accessories involved in being fashionable. There's like, there's the scarves and you've got to wear hats and there's glasses. And the challenge for the week was, you know, doing a, they had to design something for the year 2055.
I would be wearing aluminium foils.
Yeah, they had to decide whether they were going to be Jetsons or Blade Runner. But they had to, like, go with – they had to only use vintage stuff, and they had, like, a $50 budget.
Aluminium foil, definitely.
Yeah. So I didn't – I guess, like, Tim Gunn, he's famous.
Mm.
I don't know. Have you watched it? Heidi Klum?
Yeah, Heidi Klum. Yeah, everybody knows Heidi Klum. Like,
okay.
She's just amazing woman.
She's married to Seal, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's the one
that. You passed Pop Culture Test 101.
Okay, cool. Last but not least, America's Next Top Model.
Do you want to be on top? Ooh, I can hear the theme song already.
I don't think this is the most recent one that I was watching, but okay, so the host is Tyra Banks.
Oh, queen.
And the one that I happened to watch was, like, the start of the episode was the confrontation of one of the models who is the lesbian model named Kim, who had a habit of talking about everyone behind their backs. And so, but they're all talking about each other behind each other's backs, and she is, like, constantly getting involved in the drama was killing me.
Well, there was all about the drama, these shows. But what did you think of the photo shoot and the judging?
Oh, my God. So they did this. So the challenge for the week was to look like statues. They had to stand like statues, and they had, like, pigeons sit on their head and stuff like that.
Gross.
And then she sort of – so Tyra does, you know, she gives them their headshot during the judging thing.
Yep.
And to say, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she does, like, this whole spiel. And Dave, do you want to insert a Tyra impersonation here?
I need to get pieces of paper ready. Okay. Just so it looks like I've got photos here.
Yeah, okay.
So we're down to the final two. They're at the end of the runway, and Tyra's at the end of the runway, obviously looking like, you know, she's about to ordain them husband and wife.
She's very serious.
She's got her serious face on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have two very beautiful girls before me today. But I only have one photo in my hand. The girl whose name I do not call must return home, pack their belongings.
It's so dramatic.
I know, she does the pause. It's great.
It's kind of like every reality show ever, like insert ads here.
It's become iconic.
Yeah.
The judging for the Tyra judge has become iconic for so many people. But
how does Tyra judge, like, back up against Tyra, the talk show host?
I don't really know. I think she's quite a consistent person, but she's obviously a lot more serious and less warm and friendly when she's at the judging panel.
Okay.
But I think she has a warm and friendly side that she brings on TV for other parts of the show maybe, but when she's at the panel, you know, stone face.
Yeah, can't give anything away. No one's allowed to know.
Yeah, you know, you never really know if you're about to win or not, if you've really just impressed her, I think. But okay. She does that sometimes. She can hold it. But in any case, is that your exploration of reality TV?
Yeah, I don't think I'll be going there again, Dave.
No? You see, this always happens with our shoe swap. I end up adopting something of your culture and you just don't want any of mine.
I did that song.
Yep. You're listening to Different Strokes here on Joy 94.9.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.